Sam Holland joins us with the latest on the track for racing at Moonee Valley tonight. How are you, Sam?
Good, thanks, Nat. Yeah, we've got the Valley tonight on a good four. There's a chance it'll get to a good three, but we haven't really got a hot day ahead, so, you know, it's going to improve throughout the day, but whether it gets to a three or not, I'm not sure. Going stick 9.3, the shears 12.2, rails out four, and 46 mils of irrigation for the week. It's sort of basically even ground across that inside sort of 3 or 4 metres. It's got probably 3 metres you can see consistent marking across, and then outside that it's a little bit cleaner cover. But as I say, you know, as the track improves throughout the day, you don't pay, and we see it time and time again at Moonee Valley. There can be a bit of wear there, but you don't pay penalty for that wear. They still win through it. So basically, tempo will be the key, and it looks to be a good night of racing, and there'll be a few Guinness going down for St Patrick's Day meetings, Nat.
There will, for sure. Wonderful, Sammy. There's Sam Holland with his take on the track for racing at Moonee Valley tonight as Dean Lester joins us to preview. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Nards.
And what do you think of the meeting tonight?
It looks okay. Some good competitive races, some very promising horses going around. Looking forward to seeing a few of them in action right from the get-go. The two-year-old looks a terrific race.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the first event this evening, and we'll go through all the latest market moves with the tab as well. This is the two-year-old race over 1,000. You can take out runners 6, 8, 10, and also 11. At the moment, number 2, Chess Stars at 5, 6 for Gorican Express, down to $4 for Star Virgo, which is the favourite. You've got Yulong Moniceros at 5, $6 for Icon, and they're the only ones that are single figures. So what do you think of the key points as far as speed in this race, Dean, from what you can sort of ascertain?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if Yulong Moniceros, Star Virgo, Chess Star aren't the three most likely, and Icon from Barrier 2 as well, with the blinkers on for his debut. He's very well educated up as well. And they're the horses I'm going with. I think they've all presented very well through trials and races. Star Virgo, really good trial back in the spring, and another good trial recently. He makes his debut here, and I think will be very hard to beat. 12, Yulong Moniceros comes through. Two really good form races through the spring, both the Ottawa Stakes and then the Merson Cooper Beyond Longleaf and Uhud. Both the runs were good in a recent jump out. It was only 650 metres at Caulfield, but gee, it looked really sharp and ready to go first up. Chess Star was a good run on debut. That was at Bendigo behind Zizis, the subsequent Magic Millions Adelaide winner on Monday. So trusting that form, just got an awkward draw, but has tactical speed. And 13 Icon looked good in a recent trial at Cranbourne. That was on the back of some good jump-out work at Flemington. So, as I mentioned, well-educated for his debut. So really solid two-year-old race, Nards. 7, 12, 2 and 13.
7, 12, 2, 13, race 1. We go to race 2, over 2,040 for fillies and mares. Now the 1 comes out. We've got number 2, Miss Danny at 9, 5.50 for Rockaway. Divine Commander, $1.80, the favourite, down to Isle of Capri at 5.50 and 3 strikes at 7.50. Who goes forward here, Dean?
Yeah, no, I think the speed's probably a moving place, maybe, and Miss Danny from Barrier 1 might hold its spot. 3 strikes just behind them, just an even speed for a small field. I'm going to go with Divine Commander. I don't like the $1.80 quote, but she's the one most likely to get the money here. She's been a bit unlucky at her last two, basically, because she hits a bit of a flat spot in her races. So I just hope she can wind up and get a bit of galloping room tonight as much as anything. And I think if she does, she's the one to beat. For second, number 7, 3 strikes, who's been running well. Her last 4 runs have all been very competitive, and she's a chance again. Isla Capri is an awkward mare to ride. She can over-race and want to get the job done too keenly, but she's there with some hope in this grade. And I think Rockaway is getting fitter and out to the longer trip suited, and is a winner here at Moonee Valley, and with the claim she's got some chance. So I think 4 is the one to beat, but I don't think she's as clear-cut a winner as the market would suggest. 4, 7, 6 and 3.
4 from 7, 6, 3. We look at race 3. Here you can take out runners 5 and 8. We've got number 1, Dugan's Rise at 5.50. Down to Bring It at $2.70. Skilled Hunter at 5.50. Zanahari at 9. $9 also for Monaco Countess. And then you're looking at 8.50 for High Sierra. And Silent Roar at 9.50. So who would you expect to go forward here, Dave?
Yeah, it's quite a, you know, as we know, not a long run to the first turn at the 2040 start, Nards. And I think the likes of Zanahari probably will lead, but I think Lannister will use Barrier 2. Silent Roar won't be far away from 5. Monaco Countess and even Dugan's Rise pressing on out wider. So I think there'll be enough pressure here early to generate a reasonable speed, at least till they probably settle down at about the 1,400 metre mark.
Okay, who do you like?
I like Bring It, number three, Nards. I think his form's gradually improved this preparation, and that was a good win at Stawell, and I think he'll just settle off them here and be very hard to beat from 11 High Sierra, who just out of maiden grade, but progressing nicely. Every run this preparation has been good, and looks as though the longer trip will suit. Seven Skilled Hunter, I think he's a limited horse, but he'll get a very cheap run from the draw, and he's going probably as well as he can at the moment. And one Dugan's Rise, who's back in class and distance here, gets the claim, just has to work forward, but he's a tough horse and very rarely runs a poor race. But I think Bring It's the horse on the up here. 3, 11, 7, and 1.
So we go 3 from 11, 7, and 1 in race number 3. We look at the fourth. This is a fillies and mares 1200 metre race. Take out runners 1, 3, 10 and also 12. Now we've got number 2 El Rada at 6. Pete's Dragon 650. Scolaro at 370. 550 working from home. Then you've got Rushla at 7 and Gala Moshe is a $7 chance as well. How do you see this being run, Dean?
Yeah, it looks fairly busy race, Nards, but I think Peach Dragon ultimately will take it up from Barrier 4. El Rada will use Barrier 1. Then you've got the pressure from out wide, a horse like Working From Home, December with the blinkers on again, and whether Mothbell takes his chances from out wide or goes back, that'll be the option there from Barrier 11. So, no, I think it'll generate a reasonable speed.
Okay, Tempo. Who do you think is the leading chance?
Scoliaro is the one to beat. She's got an awkward habit that she does miss the start probably half length, and so you're going to have to be prepared for that from Barrier 3. But when you look at the map, she's going to be following the likes of, say, Peach Dragon, El Rada, Rushla through the field, and they're going to be good chances in the race, I'd imagine. So she's got a beautiful run through, and it was a great ride by Ethan Brown to win last start. He'll have to produce a similar ride, a similar scenario, and I think if she gets the brakes at the right time, she can win again. Peach Dragon was a pretty comprehensive win last start, can make her own luck here and run well. 9, Working From Home, I thought measured up first up from a spell. That was a Saturday race down the straight at Flemington, back to benchmark grade here and around a turn. She can run well. And 15, Gala Moshe, ran quite well first up, will be fitter for that run, and she's going quite well in this grade. She's going to win one of these sooner or later, and she'll be competitive. But Scoliaro is the one to beat, with Peach Dragon the danger. 6, 5, 9 and 15.
So we go 6 from 5, 9 and 15 in race number 4. Race 5, this is the first leg of the quaddie tonight. It's over the 9.55 and you can take out the 9. Now we've got number 1, Ashlaw at 4.80, 6 for Runson, Plateau Gold at 7.50, Gibbon at 6.50, Carnes at 4.20, another Diamond at 5, our Gladiator at $9.50. They usually go hard in this, these types of races. Is this one any exception?
No, I would think another Diamond being involved, it's likely to lead, but Gambler's Girl from 1, our Gladiator from 3 will use some speed. Run Sun with the full blinkers back on here and back in distance, he's got the capacity to really roll up there and be handy. And the query runner is Khan. He's got the talent as a 2-year-old, lost his way last preparation and won a trial recently in Sydney. He could go forward if desired, but I think he'd probably take a sit. But yeah, the speed will be good.
Who are you keen on?
I'm not really, Nards. I'll be playing this race through the quaddy only. I think Ashlaw's the best horse in the race, number 1, and I'm coming back to that factor. He's first up. He's a good horse, and he's had quite a time off, but with the claim, he's not too badly treated, and I think he can maybe just settle just behind that speed I outlined and maybe win, but not a lot in it. 2 runs, son. Tried over that little bit further and was very effective. Now freshened up and he's got the speed and the talent to really match motors here and run well. Gibbon's going to be out the back. You know that. He's going to be in the back 2 or 3, but he'll be strong late and he does like the valley. And another Diamond who'll use her speed from Barrier 2 first up. I think this will be a bit of a target race for her to run well. But I'm with Ashlaw. 1, 2, 4, and 6.
1 from 2, 4, 6. We go to the Able Stakes, which is race number 6, a listed event over 1,200. Take out runners 9 and 12. We've got number 1, Bassett at 9.50. Down to equal favourites, there are 3 of them. Number 6, Glen All at 5. Oak Door 7.50. Whispering Brook at 5. Benz is at $7.50 and Land of Plenty at $5.
Look, I think the speed's probably from out wider. I think the addition again of the blinkers on Oak Door is a suggestion that he'll probably lead because he goes pretty keenly in them. The likes of Malibu Style, again, the blinkers go back on there from Barrier 1. Benz, Whispering Brook, Bassett have all got speed in the middle of the draw. So, yeah, ultimately looks a pretty good speed. And I think sets up nicely here for number 6, Glenall. Second up, he was tried first up in the Oakley Plate. He wasn't disgraced. His form last time in Sydney was good. And I just think he'll land probably 5th, 6th inside, getting a pretty cheap run. And on with him to beat 8, Whispering Brook. First run for the Weir Stable. Saw her here as a 3-year-old, and she ran second in the Atlantic Jewel at this track and distance to Merriest, and then third in a 1,000 guineas to Global Glamour and I'm a Star. So she's certainly got the class to run very well here. First up from a spell, 11. Benz hasn't won for a little while, but I like when Gordon Richards brings him to Melbourne. He's usually very competitive. He gets a great run from the draw with Jamie Carr aboard. And 13, Land of Plenty, first run for the Weir Stable. Doesn't have many wins, or he's only got the one win on his CV, but he's often run in very high grade of race. And first up, he could be competitive here, but quite an open race, Nards. 6, 8, 11 and 13.
6, 8, 11 and 13. Race 7, the Alistair Clark over 2,040. Group 2 race for 3-year-olds. You can take out number 4. We've got 1, Cliff's Edge at $1.70, the short price favourite. Number 2, Astoria at $4.40. Lavendi, $9.50. And they're the only one single figures, where the favourite is probably going to be one of the ones forward in the run.
He's the one forward, I'd imagine, Nards. He'll lead. I wouldn't be surprised if the maiden North Africa. He looks very one-paced. I'd be hoping he'd roll forward, and maybe Belfast from Barrier 1 will hold its spot, and the other maiden, Archimon, with the blinkers first time, might take its chances out wider. But you know where Cliff's Edge is going to be, and he'll be rolling along in front.
Are you with him?
I am. You are betting on whether he comes through that really tough run in the Australian Guineas well. I go back to the spring where he had a really tough run in the UCI Stakes, where he led at a very fast speed at 1,800 and was run down late by Main Stage. 2 weeks later, he came out and he won the Caulfield Classic very well. So long as he sort of springboards off that tough run, similar to last campaign, he should be able to win. The horse that's had a lovely preparation is Astoria, very similar to the Godolphin-trained Telly that won this race a couple of years back. And he's hits this race third up in good form. Both runs have been excellent, and I think he's the main danger. I think they've got a fair edge on the rest of the field. Think positive comes through that Autumn Classic that I mentioned recent in the same race as Astoria. He ran 7th on that occasion, but he could well have placed. He got badly held up at a crucial stage and never really got clear. And 3, Lavendi, he's another one that had a tough run in the Guineas. Out to 2,000 for the first time. The blinkers come off. He'll relax better and might improve. But for the quaddies, just 1 and 2, and I think that's the bulk of the race. 1, 2, 8 and 3.
1 from 2, 8 and 3. And then we go to the last race, 8, over 1,600. Take out 4, 10, 11, 12 and also the 15. Now we've got number 2, Calendar Lad at 9, Eagle Spirit at $8, Meat Traders at $5.50, Mogul Empire, who was impressive winning last start, but was clearly aided by the way the track played at $2.20, and Maxi Campo is a $9 chance. How do you see this being run, Dean?
Nads, I would have thought that Eagle Spirit, along came Jones, Mogul Empire, clearly the three most likely to go forward. I'm expecting Meat Traders, who got back last start from a wide draw, to use Barrier 1 here and race a lot closer.
What do you like?
I think Mogul Empire comes over at the right time, Nards. Will Clarkin's a terrific trainer, as you know, and he's a terrific traveller of his horses, and this was an impressive win last start. And I just think some of these are just basically going through the motions. So he's absolutely found the right race to come to Melbourne and go on with the job to beat 9 Meat Traders, as I mentioned. I thought he got too far back last start in a leader-dominated race. I think from an inner draw here, can use the draw and be first four and run well. Reedy, conversely, will be out the back, but he's well graded here and always needs luck getting through traffic. But if the brakes come his way, he'll be very competitive. And 5 Sassoon, who doesn't win out of turn but gets a cheap run back on the fence and can probably sneak through and maybe place. But 13's the key runner over 9, 3 and 5.
13, 9, 3 and 5. What's your best, Ruffy, Quaddy and also your player of the night?
My best is the last, race 8, number 13, and that is Mogul Empire. Best value, I thought it was a pretty tough night for value, but I'm going with race 5, number 1, Ashlaw. The quaddie, first leg 1, 2, 4 and 6, second leg 6, 7, 8 11 and 13, third leg 1 and 2, and the last leg 3, 9 and 13. And just the first race, I'm really interested in the four horses that I mentioned. I'll be taking Trifecta in the first four around, them, just boxing them up, numbers 2, 7, 12 and 13.
Wonderful, Dean. All the best of luck with it. Thank you.
Terrific. Thanks, Nadia.
There's Dean Lester with his preview of tonight's program of racing from Moonee Valley. This is Winners at RSN 927, 25 to 11.